Randy Taylor, I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work, and I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with their breakfast, with their fried eggs and their T-bone steaks. And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed four, five, six people. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work. Thanks. Goodbye. Little old 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that fucking pussy roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekeroid fucked this shit up.
Save money.
Fuck, I'm going to eat, goddammit.
Jimmy Dean is gone.
Mark, that was awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
I wish I had 12 ounces of sausage.
Do you? Hey, what is that noise? I'm hearing something. Is that your Volvaleza?
Is that Dave?
Dave, you playing with that thing?
We bring Dave on. The first thing he does is bust out his Volva. Come on, man. Have some class.
It's going soccer noise? Crazy.
We are World Cup crazy here tonight, guys.
So we're going to do a whole show of World Cup.
No, we're not going to do the whole show with those killer bees going on.
Come on, Mark. Give us some play-by-play.
And coming off the pitch, we have Bombolera from Chile. And he heads it with his head. Yes. And then he kicks it again with his foot.
That's awesome, man.
So, yeah, at the beginning, that was kind of a little tribute to Jimmy Dean because, you know, he wrote John's theme song. Did you know that? Did you know that, Dave?
What's John's theme song? I gotta know.
Big John. Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive.
Thank you.
6'6" and weighing 245, kind of broad in the shoulders.
It's actually about my dad.
Is it? Is he 6'4" to, what was that, 245?
Yeah, he's that.
Hey, let's do a show.
We'll mix it right then. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, just cut everybody off. Said mix it right.
Hey.
Way to go, Mark, idiot.
John, idiot as well, sitting next to me. This is Pigskin Radio, episode 132, high atop the Pigskin Snout Towers. We have special guests with us.
Snout Towers?
Yes.
We have special guest.
We have one-time guest host and special
that is correct.
Guest, Dave. Serious Dave is here.
Yay! This is where, you know, we have the sound effect claps.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very...
But
very,
we don't add those back in.
That, yeah. No, that's the wrong one. Sorry about that.
Anyway, we don't... Yeah.
We're
not going to add...
No.
Okay, that's enough. All right, Just stop pushing buttons.
All right.
Stop touching me.
We've got Dave behind the glass. Hey, that's not me. That sounds like it's coming.
Right.
Sounds like it's coming from the board. Turn the monitor off, Mark. Wow, that sounds better, dude.
Sounds a lot better.
Although I don't think the
watch us in our folly.
I don't think the horns will sound as good this way, though.
No. So this is what's been going on at the World Cup. These crazy vuvuzelas.
Yeah, I've had about enough of it.
Have
it was
you?
Awesome,
yeah.
But
yeah,
the more I listen, the more I hate it. But the more I hate it, the more I kind of like it.
Really? Now, if you're not getting hypnotized by the slow play and boring game, then those things...
It's kind of relaxing.
...are going to send you the... You think they're putting people in... Can you imagine if you're on Shantex watching soccer with that shit going on?
Don't you know all the techno clubs are sampling that?
They sure are.
Dropping some remixes, man.
Yeah, remixes with the sausage guy.
The YouTube jackass timer is ticking. Who's going to come out with the biggest jackass vulva sound video?
Is that the sound a vulva makes, John?
What is it called?
I thought a vulva did this.
Serious Dave.
Wow, he's busting out the comedy. Very, very, very
wow,
exciting.
Dave, I'm sorry. We very rarely get the chance to tag team somebody. Usually we just sit here and kick each other in the nuts.
Yeah, this is fun. Huh, not bad.
But you being Serious Dave,
right.
You know, that was a lot of character and scared me.
It did a little bit, you know. He's always been there to ground me and, you know, wacky hijinks I didn't expect.
Ground you?
Yes.
Does he complete you?
No, no, no. He says, go to your room.
You're grounded, Mark.
Yes.
2 weeks, no television.
Absolutely. Somebody's got to do it. No, no, no. We can't deal with this. It's too much. It's too much. If we are going to do it, let's do it in stereo.
Sorry.
So we've had a really weird week of NFL news. Not really any Cowboys news, so to speak.
Drama-free.
It started off the week with Reggie Bush, and we kind of found out the truth that happened back in the day.
He made a little bit of money.
Really?
A little bit.
Really, he had a big, huge house and a car. And
set his mom up and everything.
Yeah.
They took care of him.
Yeah.
Well,
they took care of USC, too.
They did. Taking away games, taking away a national
took away a national championship, took away two bowl. Or,
they can't go to a two bowl appearances,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, two seasons worth of bowl appearances.
Yeah, and that's money.
And 30 scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
You think there was a reason the coach bailed? Think he knew it was coming?
I think he knew what was going on the entire time.
You know what? I hadn't thought about that.
I mean, all of a sudden he goes to...
You should blog about that.
All of a sudden he goes to Seattle.
You got some information? Just an opinion.
It's an opinion, John. He went to Seattle, and then the year after he left, they get busted.
No, those are facts.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm here with Idiot John.
Hi.
We do a show called Pigskin Radio. It's Dallas Cowboys frivolity.
Very much so this week because we brought up one of our fantasy football compadres, the commissioner. And one of the
dude
original three.
Yes.
Now,
how long has this league been going on? 18 years?
This will be 19.
This will be 19 years. Yes, John and I started pulling the stats out of the paper.
Indeed.
19 years ago.
Was it 91? It was. It was the, man, those were some good football days. We could really get into that.
Right. Well,
the Cowboys.
What was the first player you took overall? Do you remember?
That's a good question. Huh?
That's a great question.
Doug, I mean, Clay? I took Troy Aikman.
You started late, and that was a bad move. Bad move.
Yeah. It was either him or Andre Rison, I believe.
What about Jake Reed?
Yeah. Oh, is that who you kept?
No, I kept Herman Moore, actually.
Herman Moore.
Yeah, my name's Chris.
Yeah, how many times did he keep Herman Moore? Like 4 or 5 years in a row?
I don't think it was that long. I think it was 2 or 3.
He just really loved him, really, really loved him.
Well, no.
A lot.
It was kind of weird.
No, Chris was ahead of his time because now receivers are the hot topic. So
right, right.
He was just, you know, 15 years ahead of everyone else when running backs were still the
yeah,
key
but that,
player.
That was,
too bad the
that
stats
was before
weren't ahead of their
zones. Yeah, that was before the game changed, though.
It's like saying, you know.
I'm telling you guys, fullback. That's where it is, man. You got to draft a fullback first.
It's like in the 50s.
I'm 15 years ahead of my time.
It's like in the 50s saying, I'd like to be a, you know, a high-end relief pitcher.
So, okay. Yeah, we really don't have a whole lot of Cowboys, but we can
do. No, there's
do,
no
Cowboys. You know, there's the little Reggie Bush thing. That's old news now. I mean, I think it came out Tuesday, but
yeah,
everybody's heard that.
But there's some
How about
stuff
some fresh news here local?
There's some fresh local. Or Vince has been getting into some fresh local.
That's pretty dark, guys. Why are you talking about that?
Which fresh local?
He's been visiting the strip clubs, the ones by Dave's work, I believe.
Yeah, and Dave, tell us about the strip club over there by your work.
Well, Club Onyx is on Northwest Highway.
Wow, he knows exactly where it is.
I know where it is, too.
That's weird. Yeah, me too.
So it's on the west side of Northwest Highway. It's
and way, would it, you say they cater to a certain?
Oh,
a
it's
certain
definitely
clientele.
It's definitely a strip club for the brothers.
No, it's
most definitely Onyx. Come on, dude.
Okay.
Well, it's one of the darkest strip clubs I've ever been in. They don't have that much. They don't have lighting like you have in, say, the men's club.
Oh, no fancy lighting there.
Nope.
They don't have any lighting.
Well, apparently, VY was disappointed with the lighting system there and got into a bit of a fracas with the manager. This is my version of what I've heard somebody else think they heard.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of that going on. It's
really not that implausible. So tell me if this is a big deal. Vince Young goes to a strip club.
Uh-huh.
He's disappointed with the lighting there.
Right. Hook him.
And he gets into a kerfuffle with the manager. Just a little bit of a, you know, right. Mine's bigger.
Over the lighting.
A little bit of a cockfight.
Uh-huh.
And that spills into the... It spills into the front of the establishment where Vince Young gave the lad a beating.
There's vuvuzelas everywhere.
Vince Young just beat his ass, okay?
Okay.
And
he was hurt.
There was an
Oklahoma fan though there, right?
Were you there?
No, I heard.
I'm theorizing. I have no facts.
I'm
just saying basically Vince Young went to a strip club, got in an argument with the manager, beat his ass.
I don't think that's what happened.
You know, he apologized.
A 45-year-old employee gave him the downward horn sign.
Really?
Was what was reported in our local newspaper.
Right. You know.
Huh.
That reputable source.
What would Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Roy Williams do?
Drop the ball.
I didn't see nothing.
Was he playing pool?
No, I'm just curious now. How
they wouldn't let Roy Williams in Club Onyx?
No.
He is not.
He's blacklisted.
Is he dropping his balls out all over the place over there? Every time he goes in there, man, he drops his balls out.
It's weird. Huh. Is that the vibe?
Get your balls out of here.
Is that what happens there back there in the champagne room? A little ball dropping?
Kind of got Dave in the VIP room tonight, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Huh. Not bad. You know, that's an extra $30.
I was hoping you guys were going to tip me.
Nice. Mark first. Mark first.
Yeah. You know what we're going to do? We're going to release bees in there.
Man, that's exuberant. That's making so many people happy.
So let's talk a little bit about the World Cup. Where the fuck did all these soccer fans come from?
Everywhere except the United States.
I mean, no. I mean, there's actually people here in the U.S. All
did
of a sudden,
you not
there's
see
some soccer
the idiots?
Fans.
Okay, I followed it. I'm watching the game, and they keep cutting to this bar, I guess, in New York or something. At the end of the game, these people are going crazy in the bar. Woo! Celebrating. It's a fucking tie. Why are you celebrating? I don't get it.
Right.
Woo! Cut to the bar where they're celebrating.
It was as exciting as a Major League All-Star game.
It's a fucking tie.
Yeah, soccer's a game that you can watch and fall asleep for 45 minutes and wake up and not miss anything. It's still 0-0.
Soccer is made for DVR.
I think it's just a hypnosis device.
Oh, now we're back on the vuvuzela.
Absolutely.
But there's no commercials, guys. That's one of the beautiful things about it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's known as the beautiful game.
And I've never heard that.
No, but Club Onyx they have the beautiful game.
Is that what they have there? Huh. Okay.
Dave.
Huh. Is that a sit down version?
That's a callback, man. Way to go, dude.
Huh. Boy, we're gonna have to record that one. That's definitely a drive.
Mark, damn it.
Yeah.
You are recording, right?
Oh,
you've
recording.
Been known. You good. Big John. Thank you. Big John. That's a touching tribute, Mark.
Well, you know, Jimmy Dean, he not only was the king of sausage, but listen to this guy. He must have had balls of steel.
Man, he had. Dude, he could make it rain. He had sausage money.
He had sausage
He's
money.
He's like, I'm going to record my own rap record. Check this out. And this is what he dropped.
You know, he ran that sausage company after he had been a country star, but he sold it out to Sara Lee. And Sara Lee, you know, took him out of the commercials and that sort of thing, and he got a little pissed off about it, you know. I mean, he felt that, you know, it was his name on there, and he should continue to do horribly embarrassing commercials into his, you know, hundreds.
Well played.
Yeah.
He got that sausage money.
Yep. Sausage. So is there anything else going on, John?
I don't know, Mark. We're
talking about football.
No, we were out of football.
Great game.
Oh, we're still in football. That's right. That's right.
Beautiful game.
We have Big 12.
Uh-huh.
We talked about Reggie Bush and that, but yet there is still more college.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of...
There's been a schism.
A mutiny or a treason. I'm not quite sure which.
Or a fake out. Dave seems to think it's a fake out. Go ahead and tell us what your theory is on this.
I think Nebraska and Colorado got little brothered. Basically, the Texas schools got together, said we want to get rid of the two markets that we don't want to play in. Told Nebraska and Colorado they were going to leave the Big 12. As soon as Nebraska and Colorado bolted for other conferences, they giggled at them, said, oh, change their minds. And now SMU, Rice, North Texas. Who will take
Texas State?
The final two spots. Stephen F. Austin, that's a good one.
Richland. The Thunder Ducks.
Go Thunder Ducks.
Thunder Ducks! Man, I had a great time at a Texas OU weekend, man, walking around downtown. This is
screaming
probably,
Thunder Ducks.
Probably when I was like 20 or something.
I remember this night.
Yeah, man, we're walking around and everybody's screaming fucking hook 'em, and I don't know why, but I started yelling Thunder Ducks, and I got some fist pumping. Yes, Thunder Ducks.
That was down at the Cotton Bowl, right?
Well, we were walking around downtown after the game, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, this was Friday before the game.
Was it Friday before the game?
Friday before the game when they let you party downtown Dallas, remember back in the day?
They would let you walk around with open containers.
Open containers of beer.
Yes.
Well, there are a few.
And you could actually be dragging a dead hooker behind you.
You can do that at the Greenville St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Huh.
They have open. You can.
That might be one of the last play. And you, what? There's some events that let you do that.
But people have started burning the buildings down, though, so they don't want it going on anymore.
No, definitely not. And, you know, down at the Cotton Bowl, there was a World Cup here a few years back.
1994.
There was. Yep.
And did you guys get to see any of the games down there?
Negatory.
Saw the Brazil and the Netherlands game. It was great.
You saw Brazilian?
Yeah, it sounded a lot like this.
It won't stop. It won't stop.
Huh.
Oh, shit.
You're right.
It won't stop.
No, I think it was Brazil versus Saudi Arabia or something like that. And then
my computer's locked up. Seriously,
you're okay. your computer's locked up. All right.
Oh, there it goes. Finally, jeez.
That's what she said.
But yeah, there was the Brazilian crowd was crazy. You know, they have drums and they're doing the whole carnival thing. I can't see why that is more or less annoying than bees.
I was actually in Brazil and I watched my first club soccer down there, and they too had the horns down there. Drove me crazy.
Did it?
So. The horns are not localized to South Africa. They are all over the world.
Yeah, well,
I think it's a thing.
There are local games here, you know, at the Dallas whatever team.
FC Dallas.
Is there there's a soccer team
yeah.
there?
Yeah, but yeah. It's in Frisco, so I don't think people
I've been
actually
to a couple of games.
Go to it.
I've been to a couple of games.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Can you prove that?
Is there anyone there?
Yes, I have pictures.
Were you the 10th caller?
No, it was awesome because you could walk right down to the front row behind where
and
the team
play.
Played. No, the Dallas crowd that's into it, and there is a decent sized following. Now there's a lot of your families. Oh, kid, play soccer, take him to the game, blah blah blah. There are some fans though. There are
the $150 ticket you get to play goalie.
No, dude, would you want to face a shot?
I mean,
end up with a broken rib.
What's the crowd like that up in Frisco?
Behind the net.
Is it like this?
Yes, behind the net. There's a group of about 12 guys, and they just go the whole time, man.
Really?
It's awesome.
There's only 15 people.
What? Huh. Nice out. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, Mark, that was you.
Yes, of course.
Go on.
Yeah?
Make another one.
No.
Make another one.
No.
See, if I tell him to do it, he won't do it.
No.
That's awesome.
That's your favorite.
So,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's a
show.
I guess.
Isn't it a show?
No, we're not going to talk about the.
What are we talking about?
I thought we were going to talk about the NCAA.
Huh. I don't want to.
I thought we were going to talk about some college.
Didn't we already talk about that?
We did. Did you have any sports opinions on that?
Did you reply to it, or you were over there playing with your bees?
You're over there rubbing your vulva.
My bees nuts.
Yeah.
No, I guess we talked about that. Thank you.
All right, that's 132 in the books. Wow. Thanks, Dave, for doing the show.
Enjoyed it.
Thanks, John.
Upside down hook 'em.
Upside down hook 'em.
Hook 'em.
You know where we need to go now?
10 o'clock, Club Onyx.
You know what time it is? Let's head over to Club Onyx. You ready?
Do I need shoes?
You need shoes, and this time, John, you can't show up in...
You need shoe polish.
Pajamas.
Yeah, you always show up in pajamas.
Hey, man, I like a comfy union suit, with a little flap in the back.
The silk shorts, a bit much.
I've got some shoe polish out in the car.
Really? Okay.
What's that for?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I got some browns. I got some blacks.
I'm going to hit the stop button now.